Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY24 earnings conference call of Pathy Specialities Chemicals Limited, hosted by Asian Markets Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamlesh Kotak from Asian Markets Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Aditya. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Asian Markets, we welcome you all to the 3Q FY24 earnings conference call of Pathy Specialities Chemicals Limited. We have with us today Mr. R. S. Rajan, President, and Mr. Narayan Iyer, Chief Financial Officer, representing the company. I would request Mr. Rajan to give his opening remarks and the business update, following which Mr. Iyer will take us through an overview of the financials for the quarter and 9 months, post which we shall begin the Q&A session. Over to you, sir, Mr. Rajan. Thank you.
Thank you, Kamlesh Bhai, and good morning to all our stakeholders, and we welcome you to this investor conference, and we are very grateful for your support as always. As we have been having regular interactions with all of you, you would have noticed that some of the things that we have been anticipating and sharing, they are falling in place one by one. So we continue to have a good outlook going forward, but we would like to remain cautiously optimistic in a VUCA world. So I start by reiterating that our chairman has a very clear vision on the way forward, and the vision has a team which is battle-hardened and have been through many crises, using it as an opportunity to succeed and grow. And the vision and the mission falling in line, we are governed by our values, which shape our culture, which is safety, sustainability, a sense of urgency, transparency to build trust, teamwork, and transform the results, and finally, respect and care for all our stakeholders. So this chugging forward, so far year to date and the quarter that has gone by, has been going reasonably well for all of us to take an optimistic note of the coming times. The challenges continue. So as far as our preparedness is concerned, on the safety front, we have raised the bar. Being a chemical company, that is something that we constantly do. We've been having mock drills, we've been having wet drills, we've been having night drills. And as far as the people are concerned, on the EHS front, we have been taking good care of them and motivating them, because, you know, if our people are happy, they keep our customers and they keep our stakeholders happy, and we have left no stone unturned on that front. On the sustainability front, which is the second value that we have been making strides. We have EY as one of the consultants to take us through the sustainability path. We have had some achievements in the quarter that has gone by. We have FDA license obtained for the camphor plant. We have the RSPO certification. We have the SEDEX audit with no non-conformities being repeated. And the future goals, we are going to improve our EcoVadis score to upgrade the same. Hopefully, with your blessings, we should get the gold. We are upgrading our CDP score and WHO GMP certification. And in the audits conducted by some of our key customers, the TFS audit, we scored 85%. On the EcoVadis, the Indian average is 42%, and we continue to grow at 65%+. So these are all good markers for the sustainability, and we are also chugging along to meet our targets. We have already made modification to have at least 20% to 30% of our feed to be coal-free. We are using briquettes. And moving forward, as far as the company outlook is concerned, we have been facing some sort of slowdown and some challenges on the supply chain. But as far as the global outlook is concerned, this year continues, the calendar year continues to be moderate, but it's going to open out because the global economy is also very resilient. And as I keep saying, we are in an anti-recessionary business. Whether we have new technologies coming in or not, what is important is that whether the incense sticks we burn, the detergents that we use, or the sanitizers that we use, or the fine fragrances that we use, everything is here to stay. So your company is in the right business, and on the financial numbers, we will have Narayan talk about it more. At this point of time, all I can say is we are on the right path. As far as our feedstock is concerned, 75% of our feedstock is renewable. So we are doing fine, and we continue to retain all our key customers, and we have increased the wallet share with almost all of them. And I conclude before handing over the baton and this initial overview by quoting Douglas MacArthur, who said, "There is no security on this earth. There is only opportunity." We believe in that, and we will continue to serve our stakeholders diligently, sincerely, and competitively. Over to you, Narayan.
Thank you, Rajan, thank you, Kamlesh Bhai, and a warm welcome. Good afternoon to all the investors. I'm pretty happy with the way the results have panned out for the quarter ending 31st December 2023. Though revenue has dipped, but overall margins and margin as a percentage to the sale has gone up by almost about 2.5 basis points. We are happy that, you know, we're back on our track. All expenses are under control. What was always, communicated to all investors with regard to the lower RMCs to sink in, which will help get us back our margins. September was a beginning, and now you see that in the quarter ended December, the raw material percentage to sales has further dipped down, which has helped really perform well, get the profit and margins into it. Volume-wise, there has been a 17% growth overall as compared to previous year and this particular quarter. And September and December, there's a slight dip in this quarter by about 1.2% or so as compared to the September quarter numbers. That is why on the revenue front, you see on the consolidated basis a dip. But margins have withstood because there has been a lot of cost reduction happening around the cost of power, and basically the coal cost is under control. Freight expenses is under control. Most of the freight contracts also are at the lower cost. So this really has helped the company to turn around, you know, from the dismal quarter that we had in March 23, which left quite a few of the investors wondering as to where we are. And most important point is that the sales coming from the new products of Camphor, the Galaxomusk range of products, and Prionil all are picking up. And this is really going to help us do better going forward. And as I speak to you, the calendar year 24 contracts and orders are more or less in place. It looks to be a good year for Privy. Outlook is definitely optimistic. And the performance that we have, you know, been rolling in September and December, I feel we should be in a position to sustain and improve upon that. Volume-wise and value-wise, you will see growth happening around as we go in the quarters to come by, whether it is going to be this quarter, Q4 of 23-24, or the year 24-25. Privy definitely is looking at a growth, both in terms of volume as well as in terms of value. You will see a growth happening around, and I'm pretty sure that the bounce back has started, which is what we've been trying to address all our investors, that, you know, it was only a matter of time that we are able to turn around, and the momentum will be kept in. On that note, I ask Kamlesh Bhai to take it over, and we are ready for any questions that the shareholders or the investors or potential investors or stakeholders would like to ask the management about it. Yeah. Kamlesh Bhai, all yours.
Yes, Aditya. We can start the Q&A session.
Okay. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephones. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Ashok Kumar, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good morning and good afternoon. I have heard all these the points about the futures of the company. My first request is that since long time the company is not submitting this investor presentation, if that will be available, it will be a good for we common investor, because for us to join the conference call and get the more details about the company is not so much easy. But if we can get a handy something, so that whatever the company's plans and all these things are there, we can get that one in our handy thing, so we can be very well assured just how the company is progressing.
Noted, Ashok bhai. And you know, going forward, we will try to possibly put in a presentation as we were doing in the past. So you will be updated about it. So this is a good suggestion, and we will try to implement the same once again. In fact.
And now something, some more things which I have gone through the balance sheet and the details. The first thing that it appears company has gone for a long extension and bought a lot of fixed assets. So, and also company as per this auditor's report also means some borrowings are also becoming so big and all these things. And out of our net profit, a lot of part is eaten away by the interest as well as the depreciation. So company can give some details about this extension plan. What is extension plan? How the company is progressing? Because I have gone through the credit rating report, and from there I have come to know that the company is exporting 70% of the revenue earning from the 70% of the export, as well as a lot of raw materials are bought, and the fuels. And all these things are affected by this fluctuation in the dollar or the foreign currencies. So please share some details on this one.
Yeah, Ashok bhai, I think all these details I have already uploaded on our investor presentation. It is there on the website. But to keep you briefed, since this question has been asked around. Privi went about setting up an 800 crore expansion plan way back in September 2019. It's taken about 3.5 years for finally all the capacities to be put in place and all the so-called expansion, mainly on account of three new products with almost a volume of close to about 10,000 metric tons. These products are Camphor, Galaxomusk and Prionyl. And all three products were capitalized somewhere around last year. We had some challenges and issues in getting the permissions from both the governments, that is Government of Gujarat and Government of Maharashtra, from the EC, because all these were new products. And that is the reason why we had to borrow a little bit of money from debt and a part of the profit that we were earning. So it was a combination of debt and equity. And these plans were capitalized respectively in the month of September 2022, June 2022 Prionyl, and December 2022 somewhere around Camphor. So the permissions from government, Maharashtra government and Gujarat government came in the month of January and February respectively. And the first full year of operations where we will be in a position to bid for the contracts is this calendar year 24. So that's the scenario with regard to CAPEX. We expect these products to really help give the momentum to our growth story, apart from our existing products that we have. And we expect this momentum to really, turn around and take the company to a growth, both in terms of volume and in value, as I talk about in the quarter Q4 of 23-24.
And also for the entire financial year of 2024-25, we expect a volume growth of close to about 25% over previous year, and maybe value growth of about 10% from whatever we achieve in the period of 23-24 financials, in fact, you know.
So yeah, anything about this return on equity, because return of equity has been fallen down from 10 years average of the 14% to 3%.
Yes, sir. That basically the fall you're saying is that we had two very bad quarters, December 2022, March 2023, and then the turnaround started in June 2023 onwards. So when you see the trailing, earnings and ROE, etc., definitely it is bad. But I can only assure you that, you know, basis the performance and the turnaround that we have been able to pose, it started from June 23 onwards, and then September you have seen a good quarter. The margins have really improved. December it has further improved upon as committed around. You can expect both ROE and ROCE to be in mid to high teens going forward by the year end. In fact, when I talk about year end, it will be in the 2024-25 numbers. If I had to talk about only on the year March 24 numbers, it should be in the teens, what it used to be in the past, in fact, you know. We're trailing, when you take the trailing 12-month period, we, in this trailing 12-month period, we have had three bad quarters. That is what is killing or, you know, hitting my, all my ratios, all my analytical fundamentals, because these three quarters were one-off quarters where we had low sales, less margins. And these have been, communicated to investors on every quarter call that we were having as to why the margins fell down, why certain expenses have gone up and all. But that's a thing of the past. I really do not want to harp too much about what was bygone and what was bad. I can only talk about that good times are here and investors will really be happy as we progress. You have seen my commitment when I spoke to you post the June quarter call that September numbers will be better and then thereafter December will be better. So I maintain that previous momentum about both growth in terms of volume as well as in terms of the margins percentage wise, value wise, will keep improving as we go about. And the momentum, what we can see at Privy, and definitely, it is going to be good times going forward for the company and all stakeholders and investors associated with Privy. In fact,
thank you. Only my one last suggestion: as the company has gone through this all these bad phases and everything, should the company had any plans to raise a rights issue from its investors so that the interest which the company is paying that can be controlled or can be minimized, and in return the shareholders may be the partners in the growth of the company?
Ashok bhai, thank you for that question, but we are closely monitoring the situation. As and when we feel that it is appropriate, and there are some new things which we are looking at, we shall be coming into the market either with a rights issue or a QIP issue to bolster and possibly ensure that the ROC, ROE improves about. But we are, performing decently well. You have seen that the last 2-3 quarters have been on the right path. The growth trajectory is there. Most of the ratios are getting back into normalcy, whether it is the debt EBITDA or the debt to equity. These what were maybe a little bad or as compared to what we principally believe to be a good one. We are getting into a better trajectory. And at the appropriate moment, we want to consolidate our financials. We want to consolidate the numbers. And once we feel that we are getting much, much closer and much better with regard to all the financial parameters, we come back to the market possibly with a fresh round of equity so that, for future growth plans that we have, maybe we can start with some sort of an equity funding. We will definitely keep the investors informed as and when we think that we want to raise equity from the market, in fact, On that front, I believe we can go to the next question, in fact.
Thank you a lot of thanks for your all these valuable information for the investors.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Tejas Sonawane from Asian Market Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Firstly, congratulations on a very good set of numbers. My first question is largely around the current market environment in key export regions of US and Europe. Since we have a large export exposure to these key regions, have we seen any kind of impact owing to the destocking trends which we are witnessing in these two key regions? And has there been any kind of negative impact on our exports owing to the destocking which is happening in these two regions?
Narayan, I'd like to address that.
Yeah, Rajan, please go ahead.
Yeah, so Tejas, thank you for that question. And you're absolutely right in expressing and inquiring your concerns on the export exposure, because that's our salt and bread. 70% of the business comes from exports. But as far as the current market outlook is concerned, especially in the recent past, a couple of indicators which are evidence to the fact that we are in the right trajectory, as my colleague Narayan spoke about, which in turn impacts the financial outcomes. We have already booked 70 to 75% of our order book for the calendar year, January to December. So that should give us a lot of optimism that the order book is already 75%, and right now we are in the month of January. Going forward, we would continue to ensure that the order book is not only filled up, we have also started getting POs, and we have also started getting orders from our key accounts and customers. And all those orders that are coming in now are coming in not on a pro rata basis, but slightly above the pro rata. So that also augurs well. And let's hope this trend continues. Yes, markets will have peaks and valleys, but those peaks and valleys in the market, they cannot be predicted beyond the point, because, war doesn't come announced, the conflicts in the Middle East doesn't come announced, and neither does the piracy intrusions which are happening. But we are well equipped to face all these uncertainties and still go around it. And we are in very close communication with our customer as we speak also. Yesterday also we had meetings with our key customers to form strategies to co-create and work together to continue on the pathway of success.
Okay, that was very helpful, sir. Secondly, my question is basically around our three new products which we came up last year. Could you provide some details regarding the current capacity utilization on these three products, namely the Galaxy Mask, Camper and Primal? And what is the timeline when we can expect to reach peak utilization from these three products? And also, if you could provide us some update on our ongoing projects, namely Menthol and our Zirudan, and any broader timeline as to when we could expect the commissioning of these projects.
Rajan, you answering or me?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Ajay. Good questions with regard to the capex.
The person you are speaking with has put your call on hold. Please stay on the line. आप Hello? जिस व्यक्ति से बात कर रहे हैं उसने आपकी कॉल को होल्ड पर रखा है कृपया लाइन पर बने रहें। The person you are speaking with has put your call on hold. Please.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I think I was put on hold or something of that sort. Can I possibly answer? Hello.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, because I was getting some music around, in fact. Yeah, so Tejas, to answer you, good question, in fact. As far as the three products that we talked about, Galaxamers, Franil, and Camphor, just about informed to Ashok, this is the first year of my full-fledged contracts that I will be looking at. We are expecting that, the capacity utilization to be closer to about 75 to 80%. The order book position on Galaxamers has been fantastic, and the capacities are really being wrapped up and ramped up at a pretty decent pace. Camphor and isoborneol capacity, as we speak about, we had a good first season as far as volume is concerned, and we expect that this year also we should be in a position to be close to about 75-80% at least on the camphor isoborneol, if not more. And you are aware that season for this product once again starts somewhere around May and June onwards and right up to November, December. So the numbers are definitely looking very promising as we go about. So I'm talking that from quantity wise, Galaxamer is close to about 3,600 to 4,200 tons is what we are expecting in terms of volume to be achieved for the year 24-25. Camphor also close to about 3,000 metric tons, camphor and isoborneol, if I talk about 3,000 to 3,600 tons, we should be in a position to achieve in the year 24-25, as I talk about. And Trianil also being a specialty chemical plant which is not doing too well, has really picked up, and Trianil sales is also happening on an average of 5 to 6 metric tons per month. In fact, so these are really augmenting well, and they should add up to both our profit margins as well as value with regard to revenue, as we talk about not just in Q4 but the year ahead also. Your second question with regard to our joint venture with Jivadan and also our dream project of menthol. So first let me answer the Jivadan joint venture. It's a complete green site, greenfield project, and the infrastructure is being set up. We expect the entire project to be, completed at least about 60 to 70% of the commissioning should get over by June to September or so. And then slowly we start in phases a couple of products. So that's what we are going to do about set up the civil building, put up some of the plant and machinery and major equipment, and so that we start out of the 40 products, 5 to 10 products we start by June, July, August, water trials and all that. And as we progress, we keep moving and completing the entire 40 products that we are supposed to do. With regard to the joint venture with Jivadan, the company is a subsidiary and it gets consolidated in our financials on previous speciality. Your next question with regard to any progress on menthol that we are talking about. Yeah, menthol, we have working at our R&D and pilot lab. We have been successful at the research and the laboratory level. We have taken it up at a pilot plant where we have spent a lot of money on piloting on menthol, where it's our dream, our chairman's vision of setting up a menthol, nature-like or natural-like menthol, something which is there. We are finding it a good success at the pilot level, and continuous batches and innovations are happening around. And as you are aware, the day we feel like we have to come and set up a menthol plant or a menthol project will be something that we will come back to the market, because it will augment almost close to about 400 to 600 crores of capex, depending on the capacity and the volume that we would want to set about. And when we feel we are right for that moment to set up the menthol plant, to answer Ashok and a lot of market speculation that's going about as to when we will be coming to raise some equity, I believe that will be the appropriate time to come to the market with either a QIP or a rights or what will deem fit, and balance once again our equity and debt to set up and establish that capacity expansion with regard to menthol or benzyl salicylate and a few other products that Privi have been talking about. So we will announce to the investors, to all of you people, our next course of action which will enable the company from its existing volume of close to about 48,000 metric tons to move to the next level of 60,000 or 70,000 metric tons annually. Yeah, Tejas, that's my answer to you. Yeah.
Understood. That was very helpful. Now, thirdly, coming to the gross margins, which we have seen for the quarter, we have seen a significant expansion in the gross margin. So I wanted to understand broadly as to what are the major drivers, leading to the expansion in the margin. Is it only been driven by the correction in raw materials which we have seen, or are we also witnessing an increase in the realization of our products?
Okay. Tejas, definitely, the reasons are that the raw material inventory cost, which did come down, and as you are aware, we are importing CST and GTO from faraway countries like the Scandinavian, US, and Canada, and all these are procured on Ex Works basis, and it takes a minimum period of 60 to 120 days for such materials to finally reach our factory, and then thereafter it is used by us. The first quarter, that is Q1 of this year, we had the higher value inventory, and as you are aware that my selling price for, or the contract prices for the calendar year 2023 were lower. So we were just coming out of the so-called bad year that we had, of 2022-2023, and the profit margins slowly started improving. The high value inventory finally got mostly utilized by mid of August, which is what we had also told the investors. And that's why you saw an improvement happening in the quarter of September, where some of the low cost of inventory and the sales and specialty chemicals moving up in Q2, all this led to a transformation and an improvement in the margins for Privi in Q2. Q3, we are completely left with the low cost raw materials. All high value raw materials have been more or less utilized. Some very low bits and pieces of material could be here in some stages or some form of WIP or raw material. So that's the main major reason why the gross margins has improved. Second, definitely a lot of improvements on the yield and on the processes where Privi spent money in the recent past, out of the 800 crore CapExes by setting up VAM, by setting up some process changes and some engineering modifications, etc., have also helped us to improve the margins in the last two, three quarters because we've been running the plant on full capacities. So the moment you run the plant on full capacities, you definitely get the advantage of the yield improvement on all the so-called modifications that we have done on the various processes, in fact. So these have been the basic drivers for the improved margins. As far as increase in the selling price is concerned, no, Tejas. Unfortunately, the spot market prices have been coming down. In fact, when I speak to you, and as Rajan also stated, we normally depend a huge volume of ours on the contract basis. Contracts are frozen right at the beginning of the year. So currently year also, we are almost having about 70% of contracts which have been set in. So this gives us a firm commitment to pick up the volume as well as at a particular price for the entire year. Whereas the spot market is something where, it depends on a number of factors, including the Chinese players, some of the Indian players who are all, selling at the spot market basis. Where it's got a direct nexus onto the raw material input costs, the various geopolitical scenario that is happening around, and the demand and supply ratio also. So currently also, till about maybe December or mid-January, the spot prices were really fluctuating and were seeing a lower trend. But it's just been about a week or 10 days or so where we find that spot markets are slowly, picking up and going up. So if this trend continues, in fact, and especially the Red Sea problem that has surfaced about, we find that stocks are not reaching many of the customers on time. So there is also a spurt in demand because, people are apprehensive that the so-called danger of the Red Sea may not, get over very soon. So there could be some stocking that may happen around, which will help the spot market prices also to go about. And if that happens, it will help Privi to realize better on the spot market sales, which contributes almost about 25 to 30% of our overall sales. In fact, yes. On that, Tejas, back to you.
Okay, that was very helpful. Just speaking more on the margins, we have seen that the EBITDA margins have also seen a good kind of expansion during the quarter. We have seen that the other expenses have gone down on a QOQ basis. So can we, take the margins which we have made and for the quarter as a steady state or sustainable margins going ahead?
Yeah, Tejas. So what margins we have shown in September and December, on an average, I believe this should be the margins going forward, maybe 1-2 basis point plus minus here and there, depending as to how the spot market prices evolve in the market, in fact. But this should be a good steady state, at least for the coming 3-4 quarters, if I'm talking about, or for the calendar year 24, in fact, you know.
Okay, understood. So my last question...
Sorry to interrupt, sir.
Okay. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Nikhil from Perpetual Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers. I hope the recovery continues for the company. So first question is, can we know the volume for the quarter?
Yeah, as I talked to you, the overall volume for the first 9 months has been about close to 25,000 metric tons. And strictly speaking, if you want to know the volume for this particular quarter, for this quarter, the overall volume has been about 8,142 metric tons, in fact.
Okay. And do you see any risks? I see that sea freight is moving up again given the prices in the Red Sea. So is there any chance to, witness a situation like 2022?
Please.
I don't think that we are going to witness a situation like we did in the past because, commerce unites and it has to go on. So there are geopolitical initiatives to sort out those issues, and the customers and suppliers are also are in close touch. Definitely that we will have a bump in this quarter, and it will certainly peter down by the time we get to the next quarter. That is our assessment, and it's never going to go back to what happened in the past because that was completely a different scenario. This is only happening in one spot. It is impacting the world, but let's not worry too much around it because these are incidents and accidents which will happen and we have to tackle it. See, ultimately, we have to look at the big picture and our chairman's vision is very clear on the way forward. We are using 75% renewable material. We are in an anti-recessionary business. So these bumps and peaks and valleys will come, but it will chug along. Privi is today a juggernaut which will chug along no matter what, and we are very positive about the outlook. Back to you, Naren.
Yeah, thanks, Arjun. And to add to what you stated, you're absolutely right. This situation is not just for us, and it is only localized that there could be a little bit of additional cost because the voyage becomes about 10 to 15 days longer as compared to what we were using the Suez Canal. A lot of economies are already fighting and ensuring that, this situation, this so-called mini crisis, what has evolved, come to an amicable solution, and there is going to be an end very soon. It cannot last for too long, and we are also hopeful on that. Definitely what you saw in 2021 and all was on account of a pandemic era where freight went up, there were no vessels available, etc. Whereas unlike here in this situation, it's only confined to a particular way in which the transit has to happen around. I think it's not too worrisome a factor, but yes, it's a wait and watch for us, in fact.
Okay, so actually what I meant to ask is, do you have any sort of a clause with your clients to revise the freight cost as, if they move up significantly Do you have a chance to revise them during the year?
As far as the spot market and other customers, quarterly customers, half yearly customers is there, we definitely have the scope to review the freight expenses and, you know, go as per the inco terms and the current freight expenses, etc. As far as the yearly volume customers are concerned, yes, if we may or may not be able to go for an increase if it is going to be too high, but seeing what it is happening and the additional expenses that are being levied and additional insurance charges are there, I think it is still under control and the company should be in a position to absorb the slight increase that is happening on some of the voyages, you know, where it has to be routed through the Cape of Good Town, in fact. Yeah.
Okay. So my next question is, in the last annual report, there was a statement which mentioned that the company is looking to add Christian Dior and Unilever India as clients. So has that already happened and started, has just been commercialized?
Narayan, I'll take that.
Christian
Dior has already approved our product, so we will begin commercial transactions with them in the very near future. As far as the other opportunities are concerned, L'Oreal is another one which is coming on board. So we have a line of fantastic opportunities and some strategic alliances coming our way. But at this point of time, we are bound by confidentiality. So probably by the next quarter, we'll be able to give you evidence of this bright outlook that we see before us.
Okay. And Narayan sir, you mentioned next year you expect volume growth to be at 25% and value growth to be at 10%. So why is there a difference? Like, do you see realizations coming down, or why is there a big difference between volume and value growth?
Yeah, there has been a dip further on the contract prices as compared to what prices we earned in 23, almost about 12 to 14% or so. And this is a general trend overall in the market. Second, some of the product mix, what we are entering, camphor, vis-a-vis some of the other products which are there, there is a price difference to that. And camphor is going to be almost about 3,000 plus tons of volume. So this is basically the reason why you will see that though the volume is growing by about almost 20 to 25%, value-wise, you will only see a 10% increase, in fact. Yeah.
Okay. Is it possible to know the volume growth year-on-year basis? Like you mentioned, for this quarter, the volume was almost 8,150 tons. What was it for Q3 of last year?
I am readily not having that, but possibly maybe, you know, I can, if you could send me a mail, I may be able to answer. But broadly, if my memory serves me right, should be around 7,500 tons or so, in fact, even in the previous year.
Yeah, that's right.
Thanks, Rajan.
One question is, what is the current debt and inventory level as of end of Q3? I take it that you are looking to delever, and I think you are on a good course. Just wanted to know where are you end of Q3.
Okay, good question. So any which way, I should have right at the beginning initiated and given that comfort to investors. We have improved upon both the things. Our debt has further come down and was around close to about 950 crores on a consolidated level that I'm talking about, because, you know, we are talking about consolidated results and so. And as far as the inventory is concerned, we were about something like 690 crores on the consolidated level. So this has really come down. We have, you know, we brought down the inventory from the peak that it had seen somewhere around September 22. At about 870 odd crores, so we are close to about 690, which is almost a reduction of 170-180 crores of inventory. And from the peak borrowing of 1145 crores, our borrowing currently is around 950, so which once again also talks about close to a reduction of about 200 crores in the last 12 odd months. So all what Privy and, you know, from Privy management, from Privy side and Privy as a company, we have been trying to seek your confidence and give you that confidence that let us not get perturbed by one or two or three quarters which were beyond our control, you know, with the the Ukraine crisis, the inventory piling up, the delay in some of the permissions on account of starting the huge facilities that we had set about, we are slowly seeing a complete transformation and getting back into the growth path, which is what Privi is known for. You know, Privi over the last 20 years, maybe barring the 2 years in between, have been growing at a compounded annual growth rate of about 19 to 20%. Its profits have been going above. We feel there was a glitch in between for about a year or two, and we are now looking at sustaining and ensuring that we get back into our mold of growth, both in terms of volume, in terms of margins. You should see Privi now progressing and gaining all the confidence of every stakeholder, whether it is the equity shareholders, whether it is the bankers, it is any other people who are having any sort of a say or stake in Privi. I think better times are here, and it is here to stay for some longer period of time.
That's very assuring. One last question from me is, I think the company was looking to set up solar capacity for up to 25% of its energy requirement. So have the benefits of it already started flowing, or it will happen going forward? And can you tell us how, in terms of margins at EBITDA level, how much does it contribute to?
Rajan, you answer first part, or you want me to answer it?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. As far as the solar installation is concerned, yes, the final permission from Maharashtra government has been obtained, and the saving, as we had stated in the last investor call also, is that the arrangement that we have made with Radiance Power Energy, the company with whom we are having, come about for this solar thing, is 25% of the overall power capacity that we consume for our unit 2 in Mahad. So it will give me a saving of 2 rupees per unit that I consume for that unit 2, which is close to about 50 lakhs per month. So on an annual basis, it should be between 6 to 6.5 crores. You will see a saving on my power cost. And secondly, there have been some changes that have happened in the Maharashtra government overall thought process with regard to setting up solar power plants. In fact, you know, they initially there was a cap that you cannot go beyond the 25% of the overall power that you are consuming. I believe that now there are some leeways. We are studying those policies very, very minutely. And if we feel that there is a scope that we can go beyond 25%, you know, we will definitely look for certain opportunities to increase it. Though surely there is a saving, and the saving potential is good. If it is completely owned by us, the saving potential is much better, much larger. But at the time when we went for this sort of equity participation of 26% and most of the power costs, the project costs to be put to the other company, Privi was not in a position as comfortable as we are today, you know, where the overall capex of about 100 crores, which is required to set up a 10 megawatt power plant of the 25% of our capacity. We thought that, you know, let us be prudent at that time, when some of the ratios were not as good as it is today. So if we feel that the so-called new policies that's been set in Maharashtra as well as Gujarat are favorable and we can increase beyond 25%, we will definitely look at increasing our own solar dependence to much higher than what it is. Yes, there is savings, and those savings are started from January 2024 onwards. You know.
Okay. Sorry, one last question from me.
Hello, sir. There are...
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Our next question is from the line of Rehan from Sycomoro Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon all. Congrats on a good performance on the margin front.
Thank you very much.
I wanted to understand, how are the freight costs affected currently due to the Red Sea conflict? I mean, are we seeing significant rise for the quarter, given that we have fixed price contracts. I think you addressed that those cannot be changed. So what would be the margin profile of, say, those orders now, given this? And, you know, what kind of percentage of shipments are going out in January, February, say, this quarter, compared to the rest of the year? What is your shipment schedule for the orders that you have booked in the calendar year?
Yeah, so we are managing our shipment costs on a quarterly basis, and we had kept a certain amount of cushion anticipating, and right now we are well within the range. Our customers have also been informed. So it's too premature for us to have a detailed number discussion with them going forward. But by the end of the quarter, we'll make an assessment, and they're quite open to support us in the manner in which we seek. And of course, these are situations where you work as partners, and that's why the key accounts that we work with, we have a deep relationship right from the chairman downwards for the past two decades. So these bumps will come, but we are more than confident of tackling them without eroding the margins.
Okay, sure. Thanks. So wanted to understand, what is the margin profile on of the product on the GalaxaMark Camphor Primal segment when they are running at optimum utilization, and how long do you think it would take to reach optimum utilization in these new products?
Yeah, so in the margin, on the margin profile, we don't want to get into individual reflection of the margins, because there are some proprietary information around it. But I can only tell you that our chairman's strategy of moving from market share to share of wallet of our key customers, which has been conceptualized over the decades, and we invested on the capex, they have started sweating now. So as the product basket enlarges, we continue to have the same cost, but we are able to leverage the relationship by giving more products. So the interdependency and the opportunity fructification improves. So therefore, our margins will always travel towards the positive side, because we have a mix in our product basket now of not only legacy products, but we now have specialty products, which always will enjoy a higher margin. And we have some unique technologies, which gives us an edge.
Okay, sure. Thanks. And what percentage of revenue would be coming from these projects, say, 1 year down the line when the orders are higher?
Well, it's difficult to predict, but I can tell you that it's going to have a positive impact on the gross margins, because as the super specialty products increase in the basket size, and the volumes will be slow to start with, but then as there's adaptability in the value chain, these volumes are going to go up, and since the margins are very good, I'm sure that it will have an impact, and you'll see those impact, and it will also cushion some of the erosions that may take place in the legacy products.
Okay, sure. Thanks. That's all from me, and best of luck for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Amar Moria from Lucky Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Amarji, we can hear you.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You can speak, sir.
Yeah. So, sir, first thing is about the margin profile. Like, normally we have a yearly kind of a contract. Right, and as you said that now low-cost inventory is behind. So this kind of margin of 20 to 23% is now sustainable, at least for the calendar year?
Yes.
Okay. Secondly, you are talking about, like, you know, a 25% volume growth, but a 10% kind of a value growth. So are we seeing some price decline even from this level?
Yeah, Amar, as I just answered an investor earlier, there's already been a downward revision in the prices on quite a few of the products when we have entered the contracts in the year calendar year 24. That's a global reality. not just for us, but most of the chemical space and especially the aroma chemical industry, there has been a downward trend in the prices, including camphor, where prices have fallen down, and some of the other chemicals that we are there. So that's a reality going forward, in fact.
Okay. And thirdly, like this, all new capexes which we did, Galaxomas, Camphor, or Prionil, as you said that, you know, now basically you are eligible to bid for the coming business only in the end of the calendar year. So are there any spot businesses which you can do, or like, you know, how the things are going to work for this business?
Amar, you actually got me wrong. What I was trying to answer someone else was, as we had commissioned the said capacities and final permissions, what we got was January and February 2023. We were not able to bid for the contracts for the calendar year 23 then, and we were doing the sales on the spot business for calendar year 23. However, for the calendar year 24, since all the permissions, all the approvals from our various customers with regard to Galaxomas and Prionil and some other customers with regard to Camphor were all obtained, and as Rajan stated and as I also informed in my last investor call, when I did, it was just that day that we happened to receive the FDA permission on Camphor. We have been able to successfully bid for these products for the contracts for the entire year. And that is how I also happened to mention that we are expecting a volume close to about 3,600 to 4,200 metric tons that we will be able to sell Galaxomas in this calendar year. And Camphor also, we are very Camphor and Isoborneol, confident of selling about 3,000 metric ton plus, because the season is expected once again to start from June. And we are very, very confident. And plus we have the FDA certification for Camphor also. And Prionil also, a specialty chemical, we are seeing that there is an upward trend. The demand is going up. Most of the specialty, high-end specialty chemical sales is looking upwards. So these are good times back, I hope, for Privy and all its investors associated with it, in fact. Yeah.
So, but then, sir, then the volume growth which we are guiding is very, very low, right? Because I believe all that volume growth we are talking about is largely coming from the new capacity. Then the volume growth in the base business is not there, right? If you are talking about 25% volume growth.
Amar, you are absolutely right when you say that, because already I have not increased any of my capacities with regard to the existing products. Most of the existing products, the pine base at least, we have been close to about 90% of the capacity we are selling around. So what we can expect a growth is about 10-odd% balance remaining on it. And we are expecting the value to come from the so-called new products where, you know, we were not able to get the volumes. And that's how you're seeing an increase in the volume as well as in value going forward. And I'm still perplexed as to where you're leading and what your question is and what is it that you are looking at, in fact, Amarvena.
No. So basically, my question is simple, sir. This year, you are saying that your base business is not going to give any volume growth. Large volume growth is coming from the new products. And as you are also saying that base business, largely you are at the peak capacity. So then for the FY26 growth, again, you have to basically do a capex. Or because majority of this new capacities will also be at, let's say, you know, minimal utilization of 70% or 65%. So then again, you have to do the capex for the new growth, either brownfield or greenfield.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Amar, so what is it that you want to know from me, in fact? You know?
You're right. What I want to know is that basically how the growth, linear growth, I mean consistent growth, how it is going to come. Because we did some capex and now we are seeing growth. Again, we are saying that, you know, we have to do some capex and then only we'll see the volume growth. So I'm saying, is there a basically, you know, space available, or, you know, into the existing facility by which we can show some 20% kind of a volume growth at least for next 2 years?
Absolutely. So to now specifically answer you, Amar, with all my full, if I had to sell by entire capacities that I will have, about close to 45 to 47,000 metric tons, you will still see a growth happening for the next 2 years or so. But as you are aware, that if I had to get into year three, I need to start setting up some capex or some product or some volume, which takes about 12 to 15 month period or so. So that is the entire purpose what Rajan, me happened to mention earlier, that at the appropriate time, we feel that we are back, we are bouncing back, there is a steady state of operations, margins are improving, financial parameters are in place. So we will look for further growth. That growth can happen in some of our existing products where we are the market leaders, and also look at growth for two or three major projects which our chairman has also mentioned in the AGM and mentioned to the investors at large, that PB will be looking in at the appropriate time to set up the menthol plant or benzyl salicylate or a few other products at concern. So that's how PB's growth will happen. And of course, the erosion in the value, what we are seeing, you know, on our existing products also, we feel that, you know, it cannot sustain for too long. So there will be a price increase. And as I was speaking, we are seeing that slowly the spot market prices are also firming up and going up. So if that happens, there will be definitely a better, you know, revenue than the 10 to 12% I'm talking about. See, I'm a cautiously optimistic person. So it is always better that, you know, you be optimist but be a little cautious rather than being going overboard on fact, you know. So important thing, are we able to sell our capacities that we have set about? The answer to that is yes. Privi is looking at selling up its capacities that we have set about, you know, because the moment you are selling your volume at prices which are currently in vogue with the market and maybe a little better than some of the other players that we are having seeing in this field that we are in, we should be, you know, having a better numbers going forward. You're seeing it for the last two quarters. You will see it for the next four quarters. And by the time we enter into new contracts, you know, maybe we'll come back to you, tell you some good news, inform some good news, announce some good news. It could happen around that way. But it's a wait and watch sort of a scenario. And as committed by our chairman in the last meeting, and we have also been vetoing, Rajan and myself, that it's time for us to, you know, perform, get the confidence from all our investors, get the financial parameters in place. And the moment that happens, I believe that, you know, going for next round of expansion and all, should not be something which may be considered bad. Like your question actually took me a little aback, Amar, from a person who has always been, you know, proactive in some of the measures that we have taken in our expansion plans, to the mildly cautious sarcasm I felt in your question as to, you know, whether we need to invest further. Yes, Privi has been growing the last 15, 20 years with a very mixed balance of, you know, increase the capacity, ensure that your capacity is getting fulfilled. We are achieving about 80-90% capacity, go for the next round of expansion. And that's how we're seeing, we have been growing, and we continue to grow further that way, in fact. Yeah.
And secondly,
just to add to what my colleague Narayan has just spoken about, we are also deep down studying and initiating steps on the legacy products to de-bottleneck wherever there are opportunities to ensure that from batch we go on to continuous production also, which will also help us optimize the assets already on the ground and make it sweat more. As far as the new specialty and super specialty products are concerned, they are not only going to add to the volume, but the gross margin values they are going to add to the basket is also very important to keep a note of. So that's what I would like to tail up on what Narayan has just shared very granularly. Can we go to the next question?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, sir. I'll take offline.
Our next question is from the line of Nitin Gandhi from Inquest. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. This 800 crore expansion which you did, what is the maximum potential revenue at based on the contract signed for FY 20 calendar 24?
It's just on the contract that we have signed. It's also the spot market business that we do. So we are expecting a potential, it depends on the prices that it pans about and all. We have given you the numbers, the volume-wise, what we are expecting it to happen. If that happens around, so we feel that the overall revenue should be to the potential tune of about 200 to 250 crores, in fact. Yeah.
So that's at average 70-75% utilization. So in best case, this 800 crore expansion will have revenue of only 400 crore?
The 800 crore expansion that we did, on these three projects, we have spent about 400 crores or so. The balance 350 to 400 crores that we spent about was also for enhancing the capacity of three main products that we had, the hydromercidol, amber floor, and pine oil, where, you know, the capacities were increased by 1200 tons each. I'm talking about in 1920 itself. Apart from that, we had also used the money for increasing our capacity of the backward integration plant, that is the CST plant, to move from 27,000 metric tons to 37,000 metric tons. Because if we are increasing the capacities of our forward integration products, we also need to ensure that the raw material availability for manufacturing these are also safeguarded. So when you are increasing so much of capacities on the finished products, you also have to ensure that you have the infrastructure to manage and maintain all these products and various cuts. So the storages, the storage capacities, the raw materials, the warehouses, all this were also increased about. So it is not just three products, three main products, and of course diversification of some of the existing products, which is precisely what Rajan also happened to mention and answer Amar, that, you know, in some of our existing products also, we will be doing a little bit of continuous reaction so that we get better increase in the volume from our existing capacities. And going forward, we find that, you know, there is a demand for all these products. We would like to maintain our share, our number one position of about 25 to 35% on each of these five products that where we are the global leaders on these products. If the product growth is there, potential is there, it's been a scenario that Privi has ensured that every alternate year or once in 2-3 years, we keep increasing the capacities of all our core products, which are the bread and butter for Privi. We increase those capacities and take those additional volume or additional share in the market, in fact.
Narayan, I just want to add to what you have granulated to share with our esteemed stakeholder that we also are a very compliant company and we are ahead of the curve as far as sustainability is concerned, because that's a vision of our chairman which has been continued for the past decade and a half. And we have invested a lot of capex on the sustainability, which makes us a preferred supplier for most of the key accounts, because as the world has more stringency and regulation around the sustainability, there are all the measurable marks, whether it is the TFS rating where we have scored 85%, or it is the EcoVadis rating where we have scored 65%. The Indian average is 42%, and we hope to graduate on all these markers on the sustainability front. And even in the India, as far as governance is concerned, it is going more and more intensive on the ESG front. So sustainability is here to stay, and it will become a prerequisite for companies worldwide who are in best practices to even source. So that is another area where we put the capex. It makes us future ready, but doesn't necessarily sweat for us in a direct manner to give return.
Nice to hear. All right. So my corollary of that question, that's that in that case, the operating leverage should kick in and maybe the margin should go beyond north of 30 when you have the best utilization.
That's correct.
May your words come true,
We are all working towards that, but at this point of time, I think it's best to be cautiously optimistic in a VUCA world. But I can only tell you that the margins that we are showcasing right now, as Narayan also reiterated, are maintainable. And we'll continue to put all the strategies in place, guided by our chairman, to see that we never have margin erosions by introducing specialty and super specialty products, which have higher margins.
Right. All the best. Nice to hear you and look forward to your QIP. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Dipin Narayan from Trustline PMS. Please go ahead.
Oh, good afternoon, everyone, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. Most of my questions answered. One thing just wanted to understand, with now FDA approval in place, what is the status on customer approvals for Camphor Pharma application? And what is the kind of target scale-up we have plans for the next 3 years? And what kind of margins we are targeting in this business?
See, the customer responses have been good. And we will have a capacity of about 2,400 metric tons. And as far as the pharma-grade applications are concerned, we are focused on that, and we are trying to get the US FDA also going. And we are in conversation with the pharma companies. Some of them have already approved our samples, and others are in the pipeline. So we see a good future in the pharma sector for this product that we have introduced.
Okay, so this will have a better margin profile than our normal Camphor sales for sure, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay. Thanks a lot and all the best.
Thank you, Ala. Next question is from Rohit from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and congrats on good numbers. So first, in terms of the 400 capex that you just mentioned for the three products, how would be the margin profile for individual product? I'm not talking about numbers, but in terms of chronology, which will be the highest margin product and which will be the lowest margin product?
Yeah, so Prionyl will be the highest margin, followed by Galaxamusk and then Camphor. Currently, the Camphor prices are very low, and so that's a chronology that I have to talk about.
Yeah, and just one more question associated to it. Generally, from a project perspective, what is the kind of ROC hurdle rate that we look at, and what is the kind of payback that we look at for such individual products?
Okay. See, when we went about setting up this plant, the overall IRR that we normally look in, apart from the building up phase, is about three and a half years or so. So Galaxamusk definitely is on track, and we find that it is going to be very much in line, because there has not been too much erosion in the prices of Galaxamusk from what we had planned, anticipated, and what it is currently. So yes, there has been a fall, but not to that extent. However, Camphor, as we talk about, we've seen that, because of the so-called huge dumping of material by the Chinese player in India, on Camphor, most of the Camphor manufacturers are finding it difficult to bear the onslaught of the Chinese inflow of material coming in fact. And we are also contemplating whether, we could look in at some sort of an anti-dumping measures on the products that China is putting in, where India have been predominantly the main manufacturers, and it is hitting the Indian manufacturers and Indian Camphor people that we are there. So we are contemplating, and, we're finding maybe some support from other manufacturers to ensure that there cannot be so much of erosion in the Camphor market as what we have seen in the last 8-10 months or so, in fact, And going forward, we expect the margins to improve. As I speak to you, as I was saying, that, spot market prices definitely are improving around,
Sure. That's helpful. So second question in terms of new project. So generally, when we get an approval from the board, I mean, we have certain projects in pipeline, as you mentioned earlier.
From the time we get an approval, how much time usually it takes to commission the project and you know, the commercial production start? Thank you.
Yeah, to answer specifically, there are two kinds of projects that we take about. One could be a greenfield, which means absolutely new product, just like it happened in the case of Galaxy Musk or CAFA Prionel, or to a project where it is increase in the capacity of some of our existing products. So if it is going to be a brand new project, you know, and if land is already there, it takes about 15 to 18 months to set up and commission, and then followed by a 3-month water trial and all. And we also factor in the permissions that are necessary from the respective EC commissions. And right? So that's the normal period of brand new product or so. But if you are talking about increase or enhancement in capacities of existing products, then normally I believe it takes anywhere between 6 months to about 9 months. In only some stressed out cases, it could be about 12 months or so. You know.
Sure. This is helpful for answering the question in best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah, Rajan.
Okay. Thank you. And we appreciate the interest and the involvement of all our investors and stakeholders. We remain grateful, and we can only commit that we will do everything within our resource capital and our human capital and our knowledge capital that the Privy has acquired under the leadership of Mr. Mahesh Babani. We happen to be leaders in the industry of India, and we should be proud that Make in India concept is being fructified with the major lion share with which are Fortune 500 companies. Good times and bad times may not last, but in a company's journey from good to great, we are sure that we will be able. And we thank you again, and we remain grateful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rajan. And I would also like to thank Kamlesh Bhai and AMSEC for consistently holding our investor calls. And thank you all my investors. You know, it's been great to talk to you on behalf of the management, on behalf of all of us at Privy. A pleasure interacting with you. We are taking all the positives and all the questions in the right spirit and ensure that we ourselves improve upon and provide enough of information. We have been always transparent enough. Transparency is one of our core values. And we will, you know, I'm taking it as a very positive that what we were doing of putting in some of the presentations before the call, we try to set that process once again. And thank you. Thank you, Kamlesh Bhai. It's all yours. Been great associated with you for the last 3-4 years or so, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Asian Market Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.